Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Friday in the octave of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead.
Commentary by Father Joaquim Monros from Tarragona, Spain. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Today, for the third time, Jesus reveals himself to his disciples after his rising. Peter had gone back to his old fisherman job, and the others have decided to join him. It stands to reason that if he was a fisherman before following Jesus, afterwards, he gets back to his old job. And there still are those who are surprised to see that it is not necessary to leave one's honest work to follow Christ. That night they caught nothing. And when the day breaks and Jesus appears, they do not recognize him until he asks them for something to eat. When they tell him they have nothing, he just points out where they are to throw their net. And even though fishermen seem to have all the answers, and they had fished all the night to no avail, they obey him. St. Jose Maria wrote, "The power of obedience. The Lake of Tiberias had denied its fishes to Peter's nets, a whole night in vain. Then, obedient, he lowered his net again to the water, and they caught a huge number of fish. Believe me, the miracle is repeated each day." The evangelist points out, "The net was dragged ashore full of 153 large fish, but in spite of being so many, the net was not torn." These are details to bear in mind, as redemption, amid normal work, takes place with responsible obedience. They realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. If we obey him, we shall not lack either the spiritual or the material food. He taught this to his closest followers and St. John Paul II said it too. At the beginning of the new millennium, our hearts ring out with the words of Jesus when one day he invited the apostle to put out into the deep for a catch. Duc in altum. Peter and his first companions trusted Christ's words, and they caught a great number of fish. Duc in altum. These words ring out for us today. With our obedience, like Our Lady Mary's obedience, we ask the Lord to go on giving His church His apostolic fruits.